If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In chapter 4 of Ephesians, he says, I beseech you that you walk worthy, and I'm going to substitute a phrase here. I call you aside. The word beseech is the word paraklesis, and it means I'm calling you aside. It's not begging you. It's calling you aside. I'm urging you that you walk in the dignity of what you learned in the first three chapters. Those things become your vocation. In other words, your job is to live for God. That's your job. That's your vocation. And you become proficient in your job by consistently learning. Not just Sunday. You will never, listen, this has nothing to do with your salvation. You will make it in if you're born again. If you're not born again, you're wasting our time. But if you are born again, you will make it in, but you will just, as Paul writes to the church at Corinth, you will make it in by the skin of your teeth. The King James says, yet so as by fire. But all of us are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and that's where the works will be evaluated. The King James says, of what sort it is. In other words, what's your motive? Why are you doing what you do? Now, I need you to just go with me here. He says, you should walk worthy. You should walk like you know what you're doing. Right? But then he says, there's an attitudinal adjustment in verse 2. You shouldn't walk this life with arrogance. You should walk this life with lowliness and meekness. Okay? Now, remember, lowliness and meekness are character assessments, character. So in other words, you are to walk with the character of a Christian. But he goes on and says, in your interpersonal relationships, there must be long-suffering and forbearing of one another with a loving attitude. So you might say, well, I'll put up with you. Well, how do you put up with me? It must be with forbearing and with a loving attitude. You hear me? Do you know how I feel when I hear of leaders in our church lashing out at people, telling them off, demonstrating lousy characters, and it gets back to me through the parent or the person that was abused? And they sit under the ministry and occupy leadership positions and act nasty. You're not walking worthy of the vocation that you are called. Here's why. When you become a born-again believer, I thought this yesterday. Sister Annie's mom passed on, went home to be with the Lord, and she asked me if I would preach the eulogy, and we had it down at a Golden Star Baptist Church, where my good friend is the pastor there, Pastor Drinks. And as I was sitting there, the Holy Spirit began talking to me, and he said something to me. He said, you were foreordained to preach this service. So I'm sitting there going through the rest of the service with everybody else and listening and being blessed by the singing and all the scriptures, and it's hard for me because when I'm going to preach, I'm focused in on what God gave me, so it might look to you like I'm not enjoying the worship, but don't go by that. I'm really enjoying it, but I don't want to lose what God may be saying to me at that moment. So I'm sitting there trying to listen to the worship, and the song is, you know, are just being blessed, and they did a little encore of one of the songs, and it was just great. And the Lord said to me, he said, you were ordained to preach this. He said, I knew you were going to preach this the day you were conceived. He said, but I used your family, your parents, and your situations to train you, to bring you to this point. And I said, God, why are you saying this to me? He says, my people don't realize that what happens in their lives is already ordained for. Now, just listen to me. Don't get Pentecostal yet. Listen to me. What you're going through today, August 7th, right? The stuff that you experience today is for December 21st. Now, I need you to see the scope of God. What you're going through now has nothing to do with now. It's to make you for later. So that by the time God is ready to use you in that particular instance, you've already had the training several months or years ago. You hearing me? Are you sure? What do you think you're going to heaven to do? This is the reason why there is such a negative or a lackadaisical response to the call of God. Because we are taught, again, Pentecostals, we are taught that we're just going to go to heaven, or as the song was, walk around heaven all day. Okay? Now, you might walk around there, but I want you to grasp this. Please, grasp this. If you're a writer, write it down. If the rapture comes today, if Jesus comes today, and I sure wish he would. I was saying to the people in the car this morning, I hope he comes before the presidential election. I sure hope he comes and gets me before this election, or at least just before they announce the winner. Take me home, because you talk about tribulation. No, come get me. God, come get a brother. After all I've been through, don't leave me here. And so I thought, now here's the reality. If he comes today, listen carefully, you're only going to be in heaven for 7 years. You spend all of your time trying to get to heaven, and you're only going to be there 7 years unless you die before he comes. Now watch. Everybody that is in heaven, everybody, after Jesus comes for his church, after Jesus destroys the Antichrist, when Satan is defeated, everybody coming back to the earth. So as much as you want to go to heaven, you coming back. This is where you're going to spend eternity, right here. You are not going to spend eternity in heaven. No. God said no. You're going to live on the earth. But heaven will be on the earth. The kingdom of God will be on the earth. Jesus will reign over the entire world. David will reign over the house of Israel according to Ezekiel. And you and I will reign with Jesus in various places throughout the world. So when the kingdom is established here on the earth, come visit me in Orlando. I will be king of Orlando. And the Lord and I worked it out that Disney and Universal will not be defeated by the Antichrist. I'll let you in for free if you're blood washed. Amen. There will be people who will not be born again living during the kingdom. There will be natural people born during the tribulation and natural people born during the millennium. But you and I will have a different body. We will not be married. We will not have reproductive systems any longer. We will live in a glorified body to, I don't want to say help, but co-share with Jesus. That's the whole point of this thing. God did not reborn you, and that's not proper, but just go with me. He did not reborn you just to take you to heaven. You coming back. Tell your neighbor, you're coming back. Now, here's the good part. How you come back is determined by now. How you come back is determined by now. If you're faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. If you're not faithful over a few things, then he can't make you ruler over many. We go back to the parable of the talents. God has given, and that's what we're going to talk about today. God has given all of us something to do. If you're not faithful in what he's called you, then you will get no reward in the kingdom. You will just be there. Yet so as by fire. You won't reign over anything. You say, well, Pastor, that's okay. Long as I'm there. Let me explain that to you. That's like going to a department store without money. And everybody else is buying, and you had the opportunity to earn money, and you just decided not to. Then you're sitting there regretting it. Always remember, you never regret what you do. You regret what you don't do. Amen. I went to one of my high school reunions, and Marshall was sitting there at the table next to me, and I made sure I looked good. When I went back, I had an English plaid double-breasted suit on with a white shirt and a gold tie. I made sure that I looked good. And I had a purpose in mind. God forgive me, but I had a purpose in mind. I wanted to prove to them what they missed. So I sat at the table, and this girl named Marsha was sitting there, and she looked up at me, and she said, Eric? I said, yep. She said, man, had I only known. I said, yep, that's right. You regret what you don't do. Then people would come by the table and talk about me being on television and just rubbing salt in the wounds. And, you know, I mean, I didn't want her anyway, but it was just the thrill of being able, you know, and that's how it's going to be. When you stand there in front of Jesus and watch that person that you spent all of your Christian life hating getting more rewards than you because they weren't paying you any mind, they were just doing what God said, that's going to bother you. This is why the judgment seat is held outside of heaven, because there's going to be tears at the seat. When you see the opportunities that you've missed, and all you wanted to do was get saved, and you got up. Let's go on here. Paul says, walk worthy of this vocation and treat people, verse 2, treat people with dignity and respect. Don't mistreat people. Treat them with dignity and respect. Then he says, endeavor, work at keeping what? Unity. Tell your neighbor, keep unity. Work at it. Say, work at it. Work at it.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
This fall, Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church is hosting Friday Night Explosion Services, where you can experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages. Join us Friday, September 16th, as Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon of the Church of Christian Compassion delivers an empowering word from the Lord. Services begin at 7 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.